Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We must have only the highest standards for those who work in our aviation system. I changed the Obama standards from very mediocre at best to extraordinary. You remember that. Only the highest aptitude, they have to be the highest intellect and psychologically superior people, were allowed to qualify for air traffic controllers. That was not so prior to getting there. When I arrived in 2016, I made that change.
Yeah, that is obviously President Trump talking at the news conference regarding the terrible crash there at Reagan National and the loss of 67 people. The reporters obviously asked him what he thought might have played into it. He expressed his concern that a relaxing of standards might have played some role through, these DEI programs. And now the mainstream media has just lost their ever-loving mind that he dared to suggest that. We've got Congressman Eric Burleson on the air with us this morning from the 7th District here in Missouri. Congressman, welcome in. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Doing great.
Yeah, good to have you on this morning. First of all, let me get your reaction to that. If you look at the headlines this morning, all of the lamestream media, it can only focus on what Donald Trump said yesterday about hiring practices.
The truth hurts, right? And the truth is, this is not the first time that we've seen ultimate failure from this federal government. When you look back, let's look at the FEMA disaster, right, that happened. What was the number one mission of FEMA? It wasn't to hire competent people. It was to hire based on DEI. You had the Secret Service disaster. They let a teenager, take a shot at the president of the United States, and their number one priority wasn't keeping people safe. It was DEI.
Yep.
Same thing goes with this agency. Their focus was not hiring competent, talented, intelligent people. It's about making sure they have a diverse and equitable workforce. And the fact that they couldn't even hire enough people to do the job that was necessary.
Well,
Trump inherited all this.
I played the soundbite earlier from Brad Mims, who's one of the high ups at the FAA, pitching DEI and talking about the importance of diversity in the air traffic control system and all of that. That was from a year and a half ago under the Biden administration. So there's good reason to be concerned over this. I saw you retweeted something from The Blaze, one of their original movies that just came out called Countdown to the Next Aviation Disaster. That came out back in November. Worried about when outdated technology and a shift toward DEI hiring practices will result in a disaster.
Can you believe that? I mean, it's eerie how accurate that was and the timing. But yeah, they were calling out the complete incompetence that was happening at the FAA even back in November. So this people need to look for that. It's The Blaze. You're right. I mean, it's crazy. And so that's why I think the argument has been made, and it's a credible argument, that the Biden administration left Trump with a completely broken bureaucracy, and something that, there's no wonder why Trump is trying to get people encouraged, as much of the workforce to quit as possible.
I know you mentioned understaffing, and that was what I heard in this situation that one air traffic controller was doing the job of at least two people, maybe more. I mean, how big of an issue is that? Maybe not just in this area, but in multiple agencies. How big of an issue is it where these organizations are not staffed like they should be, especially when it comes to these really critical positions?
Well, that there's staffing, and then there's the priorities of the office. And if your office is focused on, for example, the IRS, you know, they hired 87,000 new IRS agents. First, I would say that's probably their priorities are probably not what you and I would want them to be doing.
Yeah.
They're not providing responsive services to people who have questions. That's clear. What they are doing is auditing you and I, middle class Americans. And so what they're focused on is the real key. I mean, I think that you could streamline government, cut half the workforce, and still get a better outcome if you focus people on the right things.
Well, hopefully your friend Billy Long can fix part of that when he gets into the IRS, huh?
Absolutely.
We hope. Hey, you know, watching these confirmation hearings yesterday, I'm watching how they're treating Cash Patel, how they're treating Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. And, you know, the line of questioning is just insulting in many cases, because these three people would round out a cabinet that's got to be one of the most diverse cabinets any president's ever had.
Yeah, that's right. I think that it makes the Democrats look pretty shameful in their hostility towards, you know, two people that have served their country. And, you know, I posted, it's funny, the Babylon Bee had an article about, you know, that the Democratic Senate decides to jettison DEI for just one day.
Yeah, while they're questioning Tulsi and Cash Patel. I mean, I didn't realize the woman was practicing Hindu until she brought it up yesterday and suggested that there was some discrimination leveled against her because of her faith.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, our attitude is I don't care. I don't care what your religion is, as long as it's not going to be the hostile religion to kill me. But I think that's where we want to go to, is I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care what your lifestyle is. Or your religion, can you do the job? Mm-hmm. Let's get back to that.
Do you think all these picks are going to get through? I mean, who are you most concerned about at this point getting confirmed?
You know, Tulsi is kind of interesting because the Democrats, I think if they don't vote for her, they've got their excuses. They think that they're trying to say that they're questioning her loyalty. But they, at the end of the day, they're spurned because she was, you know, a member of Congress, she was a Democrat, and she left, and that's the one unforgivable thing, mm-hmm. right? So just look at how the left was treating Fetterman the other day on The View. They were very much like, you know, almost in a hostile posture towards him, because he's just even asking the obvious questions of, should we be focused on, you know, that there's problems within the Democratic Party.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're talking to Congressman Eric Burleson this morning. Congressman, I know you've introduced the bill that would abolish the ATF, and I know there are other challenges to the National Firearms Act, particularly when it comes to, how suppressors are handled and things like that. Is that getting any ground in the House? Do you have any commitment from Speaker Johnson that your bill will get voted on?
I don't have that kind of commitment yet. Look, whenever I was a state member in the Missouri House, I first sponsored constitutional carry back in 2010, and everyone said, oh my goodness, that's never going to happen. Well, by 2016, we got it done.
Yes.
And we got it done by building momentum, changing the narrative, moving the Overton window, and talking about something other than gun grabs, other than laws that took away your gun rights. We were talking about giving them back. And that's what I'm doing here. I've moved the Overton window. Now they're on defense. The ATF is having to justify their very existence. And it didn't look good, especially when they changed their DEI officer. They just changed her title subtly and kept her in place. So this is an agency that has got that is on the defense instead of what they've been doing the last few years, which is pass new regulations that make it difficult for you and I to have a firearm.
Yep, it's a great point. Congressman Eric Burleson from the 7th Congressional District, have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, great having you on again. We appreciate that. You know, I saw Bob Onder last night at the event I went to at Defiance Ridge Winery for the school board candidates and Francis Howe. He flew out of Reagan National 2 hours before that plane crash happened. He said they just got out of there before the airport shut down the other night, and what a tragedy that has turned out to be there, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.